a commercially oriented ear, and what Carisian ear wasn't commercially oriented, could have literally heard the sweet musical clinking of all the coins which had changed hands to create that rich, swirling interplay of fabric, precious metals, and gems. For example, the steel thistle silk, which had been all but unobtainable outside the borders of the Empire of Harchong until very recently, was remarkably present tonight. The cotton gin technology which Merlin had suggested to Edward Hausman and Ryan Michael had, indeed, proved capable of extracting the tiny, spiny, toxic seeds from raw steel thistle fiber. Unlike cotton silk, steel thistle had to be run through the ginning process multiple times, using a progressively finer comb to extract all the seeds, so it seemed likely to remain the more expensive of the two, despite the fact that steel thistle grew faster than cotton silk and in a much greater range of climates. But its price was already beginning to fall, despite Michael's best efforts to increase the supply only gradually. In fact, Michael had even suggested that the cost of the material might fall far enough for it to be considered for sailcloth. The very notion had struck both Caleb and Earl Lockisland as preposterous, yet they'd come to the conclusion that it actually had much to recommend it. For one thing, steel thistle was almost indestructible, with a remarkable resistance to rot and virtual immunity to mildew, so even if initial purchase costs might be high, replacement costs would be much lower. It was also enormously strong, stronger than anything Terra-based humanity had been able to produce before the days of artificial fibers. Coupled with its extraordinarily fine weave, which would give it a considerable efficiency advantage in driving power over any organic-based sail which had ever been produced on Earth, there was much to be said for the preposterous notion. For tonight, though, any suggestion that the noblest, most expensive fabric ever known on Safehold might be put to such a plebeian use would have been greeted with mingled incredulity and horror by the guests displaying their wealth and sartorial splendor by wearing it to the most important social event of the year, after Caleb's coronation and his and Charlian's wedding. The guests of honor weren't dancing at the moment, however, and Merlin's lips twitched with wry sympathy as he glanced in their direction. Crown Prince Jean and his wife-to-be, Princess Maria, sat side by side, watching the dancers. The fact that Jean was still less than 11 Safeholdian years old, barely 10 standard years, while Maria was almost 19 Safeholdian years of age, made them an ill-matched couple on the dance floor. Maria wasn't especially tall for her age, not surprisingly, Merlin thought, given her parentage, but she was still the better part of a foot taller than Jean, even though he was already showing promise of matching Caleb's inches. Still, they danced with surprising gracefulness in the evening's first dance. In fact, Merlin had been astonished by how calm they'd both managed to look under the masked eyes of the entire royal and imperial court. No doubt the fact that they'd been reared and trained literally from the cradle for moments precisely like tonight had helped, but he'd still been surprised by their apparent aplomb and self-possession as they swirled through the measures of the opening dance of the ball in honor of their official betrothal. He'd realized only later that Maria was deliberately and surprisingly skillfully diverting her younger fiancé's thoughts from the evening's central tension. Despite the difference in their ages, she seemed genuinely pleased with the betrothal, and not just because she would be marrying the current heir to the Carisian throne. Merlin sincerely doubted that she cherished any smolderingly romantic thoughts about an 11-year-old, but she obviously liked John. And, as Caleb had pointed out, the difference in their ages, barely 6.5 years standard, was actually far from uncommon when it came to arranged marriages of state.